I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Christians in the Middle East are being driven from their homes, they're looking for solace in countries throughout Europe. And sadly, they're being met with hostility. A woman in an asylum camp in Austria was stabbed by a fellow refugee for reading the Bible. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
I think perhaps this is a story that the media is sort of waking up to. And interestingly, it's the same story that we tell in the nations of the Middle East, where if someone becomes a Christian out of a Muslim background, they are threatened, they are persecuted, potentially their life is at risk.
VOM's helping persecuted believers by providing both humanitarian aid and Bibles as well as Christian materials. And what we can do is pray. The specifics are at missionnews.org. And Egypt's revolution fallout's been hitting its refugee communities, and that makes things uncertain for the Sudanese Christian exiles. We caught up with Barnabas, who is a refugee and understands the challenges. Sudan's government banned his ministry, so he's been mentoring Sudanese college students in Cairo.
We started with a Bible study, with a training leadership, and our vision is just to create opportunity for the refugee students. They will as a potential leaders, they will lead the community and the church and the state. So we are preparing them for this in future. So our vision is best, is a need, because there is a lot of Sudanese students here in Cairo.
As attitudes towards refugees deteriorate, pray that believers won't be intimidated into silence and that they'll continue to grow in the grace of Christ. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listener-supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.